The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do you know what Riz means?
Rinse.
Riz.
Riz.
Yeah.
Aren't they smoking papers?
Riz.
Well, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
I just want to say I consider Dad to be Riz. Used to describe someone's ability to be charming and ability to wow or woo a person.
Jizz.
No! Which Riz, Dad?
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Shut up, Fozzie.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Osbournes podcast. I'm Kelly.
I'm Sharon.
And I'm Ozzy.
Okay, so this week we're going to do something a little bit different.
Go on.
We're going to play games. And some of them you might find a bit weird. Some of them you might not. But this, the first game we're going to play is, what would you call it? Generations.
Go on then.
So it's, I'm a millennial and you guys are boomers. Did you know that?
I'm what?
You're a boomer.
What's a boomer?
Okay, so a
baby boomer after the war. Everybody was having babies.
And that's what they called your generation. No, it's got nothing to do with your dad being in the war.
After the war, everybody was having babies.
Okay. And they called that generation baby boomers.
Yeah.
And the generation I was born in was millennial.
What does that mean?
Because we were born at the turn of the century. So.
Ish,
yeah. I don't really understand it myself, but the generation now is called Gen Z.
What?
It's called the generation that is now, that are teenagers now, is called Gen Z, Generation Z.
What does that mean?
I don't fucking know, but it does, that's just what they're called.
Gen Z, baby boomers.
So it goes, baby boomers, millennial. No, baby boomers, Generation X.
It's a bit complicated, this fucking game is.
Well, we haven't got to the game yet. Because with every generation, there's slang words and lingo that people use that is different. So I thought I'd have the idea of putting together some of the words
so
that people use.
So in my generation, we say man. In your generation, you said dude.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So in this hat, I have Generation X, no, Generation Gen Z, sorry, lingo.
What the hell does Gen Z, what Z stand for?
The last letter of the alphabet.
Okay. So there's not going to be any more after Gen Z.
What, does it start at A again?
Who come up with this fucking game?
I did. Okay, so this word, have you heard, do you know what it means when someone says based?
Bitch.
No. Based.
Bait.
B-A-S-E-D. Based.
Based.
Yeah.
That means cocaine.
Mum, what do you think it means?
I have got no idea.
Okay. It's person or opinion is one that is confident, free-thinking, and not influenced by the opinion of others. For example, I am based.
What the fuck?
Would you use this word?
Would I use that word? Yeah. No, because I don't think it actually explains what it means.
Based when you based a turkey.
No. Okay, I don't even know how to fucking pronounce this one, but I know that
this is a silly game.
Let me just see this.
Wait, this one is actually one of my favorites. It's called Chugi.
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 Yeah.
Chugi, chugi, chugi.
Do you know what that means?
Kind of a fucking
a chugi?
Yeah.
Is it sexual?
No, Mum. It's not sexual.
What is it then?
None of these words are sexual.
All right, then. Go on.
Tis.
Go on.
When you're chuggy, you're mocking someone or something as uncool. Like, oh my God, she's so chuggy.
Oh God.
Yeah, I know.
Dear, oh dear, this is awful. Go on.
Okay, right. Do you know what riz means?
Rinse.
Riz.
Riz.
Yeah.
Aren't they smoking papers?
Rizzler.
Well, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah. But
I was wrong. I just want to say I consider Dad to be riz.
Okay.
Oh. But used to describe someone's ability to be charming and ability to wow or woo a person.
Jizz.
No! Which? Riz, Dad. Riz.
Riz.
Yeah.
You can charm people.
Yeah. You got riz, Dad. Okay, right. Oh, here's one. Do you know what bussin' means?
Bussing.
Bussin'.
Buttons.
B-U-S-S-I-N.
What do you think I'm speaking a fucking foreign language over here?
Yes, bussin. You are. Bussin'.
Yeah.
Okay. Buskin. Go on then. What is a bussin'?
What if you had to guess, what would you say?
Button on his shirt.
No, bus, B-U-S.
Things go around the town.
Yeah.
Text applies.
Bussing. Go on.
Oh my God, you're bussing. Meaning, used to describe something really good, excellent, delicious, usually a reference to food.
Anything we all know.
This one you might know. I'm dead.
Dead.
When someone says, I'm dead.
Dead.
Yeah, like D-E-A-D.
Tired. Is it you're tired?
Expired.
Is to convey a strong emotional reaction, typically in response to something funny, shocking, surprising, or absurd. So, like, if something's really, really funny, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm dead.
For fuck's sake.
Next one is sus.
Sucks.
No, sus. S-U-S.
Sus.
You know something. Or they're suspect.
Exactly. Mum got one right!
Go on.
Okay, so, like, when you're in a situation with somebody and you don't trust them, you'd say, that person's kind of sus.
Like, they've been using that
sucks.
One for years.
Yeah, I know. Sus
yeah.
is like,
yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, no. But at least it gives you an idea of what you're talking about because it's short for suspect.
That sucks.
But fucking dead and half-baked or whatever, it's, I don't fucking know. Go on.
What about when someone says, okay, boomer?
That sucks.
Oh, they're being rude. You're a baby boomer, so you don't know what's going on.
Exactly. Mom, 2 for 2 at this point. Look at you go.
Oh, yes. Go on.
So it's a defensive or sarcastic response to older people, particularly baby boomers, who were perceived as being out of touch with modern attitudes and culture. Well, if I had to fucking talk like this the whole time, I consider myself out of touch because I don't go around being like, that's bussin'. Vibe check.
Your butt itch.
No, vibe. A vibe, your vibes. Check your vibes.
That means you got a sore belly.
No, you got to check your vibes, your attitude.
Inquire about or assess the general atmosphere.
See?
Or mood check of a person, See? Group, or situation.
See? I knew what's going on.
Okay, Mum. It's kind of self-explanatory, that one. Vibe check. What? Check your vibes.
Am maybe. I in this fucking game?
Yes, you are. Okay.
Check your vibes at the door.
If somebody says, you're mid.
That means you're late.
Go on.
Miserable.
No, M-I-D, mid.
Mid. Mid, midable.
Midable. I'm midable.
You're kind of close, because you almost said middle.
You're in the middle of a shit.
No, you're neither or.
No, it's something or someone as below average or low quality. So if it's like something that you think it like,
oh, so the quality instead of it you, isn't, oh, instead of oh,
instead of saying it's shit, you can just say, oh, it's mid.
Okay.
Oh, I prefer to say shit, but...
Yeah.
Mum, you'll know this one. Slay.
Slay.
Slay. Like S-L-A-Y.
Slay. Oh, knock him down.
Yeah.
You slayed it.
Yeah. to do something spectacularly well. Dad, you are this. No! The goat. If someone calls you a goat.
You're old and wise.
No, Mum.
Constipated.
No, Dad. The greatest of all time is what it stands for.
Oh. A goat.
Yeah. So when people come up and tell Dad that he's the goat, that's what they mean.
Not the devil. The devil.
No, Mum. Not the devil.
Satan.
Well, goats are with...
I know that, Mum.
Well, all right.
But it's got
all
nothing right. to do with the devil. Well, it's got...
Who comes up with you're the fucking goat? What
greatest
about the
of
king?
All time. Well, what would that be?
What?
Yeah, so, like, what would that be an acronym for?
What? Goat.
The best.
Keep...
Deep dick.
Did you just say deep dick?
No.
I'm dying. I just died.
Why? You're busting or you're bussing or you're fucking dead?
What the fucking yeah. hell is it?
Okay, this
I'm
one...
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm too old to have my vibe checked.
This one drives me nuts when people say it. I literally am like... dreading the day that my son starts calling me bruh, because that's like what all kids say nowadays to their mother. Bruh. Bruh.
Not bro.
It'd be like, bruh, no cap. Do you know what cap
that
means?
Does that mean like, oh God, no cap. No.
I'm lost.
No cap.
No cap.
C-A-P.
They've
like
got
cap.
No bullets for their gun.
No, you haven't got a new it. You can't find your hat.
So when someone says like,
no cap,
that's like no word of a lie. No, I'm not lying.
That means you can't
meaning
find your ass.
No lie or for real, often cap, used to emphasize someone not exaggerating about something hard to do.
I mean, no cap means no shit.
Yeah, like, kinda. It means like, I don't know how to explain that one to you. It's like,
do you know
Karen.
People that talk this shit?
I do know people that talk like this, Mum, and it's
well,
very painful.
Don't bring them around here, because I'll end up...
But, Dad, you're going to know what they're talking about now.
I don't want to, because they all talk shit.
Yeah.
If they talk like this.
What does it mean when somebody... Okay, I'll just go with this
go
one.
Go on.
Gas.
Gas, you've shit yourself.
No.
What is it?
What is it?
What do you think it means?
What?
Gas.
You slayed it. You were brilliant.
Yeah, you got it right. It's to hype someone up.
Yeah, you gas. Fucking hell.
Constipation.
I don't like this one because it just makes me think of farting.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be gas.
Gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got gas. I have gas a lot.
Same. Okay, you'll know this one. Bay.
Beg.
Bay.
Bay what? Or bay?
B-A-E. Bay.
Bay. Bay means...
baby.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
No.
It means
before anyone else.
A sexual move.
It's not a sexual move. It means before fried. Anyone else. Like you did it first. TFTI.
See you later. See you not know later.
It's thanks for the invite.
Oh, that's great.
What does it mean when something slaps, Mum?
Slap.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah. Impressive, Mum. Yeah. You know more of this lingo than you think you do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and now this is another one
I'm
that I
tuned
can't
tuned in. Go on.
This is the last one. Let's see if you guys can get it. Simp.
Simple.
He's a simp.
Easy.
He's a simp. He's not all there. Right? You're a simp.
He's got a skid mark.
No, you're a simpleton. What is it?
Someone who shows excessive sympathy and attention towards another person. So if somebody's like overly dramatic about them being sympathetic towards you, you're a simp.
Well, it's the same thing as you used to say you're a simpleton. You're simp.
Mum, I think that you may have more in common with the Gen Zers than you think, with your love of TikTok.
I know,
the words
I
and the
know,
lingo.
I know. I just connect, you know.
Well, that how do you guys feel about those words?
They don't exactly flow, do they?
No,
they don't.
They're not very good words.
They're not at all. They try hard.
It does make me feel like you've got to try so hard.
It's like you're such a try hard. And it, you know, it's like...
At least you know what that means. Try hard.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Kelly Osborne here, and the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by Babbel. Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true, listen. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. Learning new languages has always been something that is important to me because I travel so much and I feel as though it's a bit of a respect thing just to have the basics down, to ask the where to go the bathroom is, to be able to read a menu. Babbel is a language learning app that actually works. It's teaching me real-life conversation skills every day. The best part, Babbel speech recognition technology helps me improve my pronunciation and my accent. Watch this.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/Osborne's. Get 50% off at babbel.com/Osborne's, spelled BABBEL.com/Osborne's. Rules and restrictions may apply. We're going to play a game. This one's pretty much for Dad.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you pictures of people, and you've got to tell me who they are.
Okay.
Who is this?
That ain't Sharon Stone.
That's what's her name? Singer. Adele. Come
on. Yeah, you go. Yeah, Dad. Okay. Who's this?
Billy.
Yes.
Very impressed. 2 for 2, Dad.
Yes, yes.
Dylan.
Yep. 3 for 3. Now, who's this?
I got a fucking clue.
Do you, Mum?
She's very beautiful.
She is. I think she's really cool as well. She's a musician, and her name is Doja Cat.
Who?
Doja Cat.
Never heard of her.
She's great.
Yeah, she is.
You know. Doja Cat.
I didn't know with her hair back like that. She's very beautiful.
No, it's shaved, Mum.
Is it shaved?
Yeah. Right.
Very nice. Very nice.
Dad, who is this?
I don't know.
He's very good.
I don't know.
He's a rapper called Drake.
Okay.
I like Drake.
Fellow Jew. Charlie Drake. Love him.
Love Drake. I love me some Drake. He's got a piano that I wanted to get for Daddy in his home.
Does he?
Yeah, beautiful piano, yeah.
How do you know he got it? Because you went back in and they told you he bought it.
No. His place was in an interior design magazine. Go on. Come on, you know who that
is. Marcella.
There we go. This one's a bit easy.
Oh, it's Chris.
Okay.
John Lennon.
Fuck off.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Do you know who this is?
I haven't got a clue.
She's gorgeous. You saw her last night and you asked me who she was.
Well, you didn't. Did you tell me?
Yeah.
I haven't got a clue.
Her name is Olivia Rodrigo.
Very good.
That I think is... lovely. Who's this?
Me.
All right. Who's this?
Taylor Swift.
These are getting too easy. All right. Who's this?
He won't know.
Oh, fuck knows.
He has the best style for a man on the red carpet. He's really changing the game, and I have a lot of respect for that.
He's like a record producer.
His name is Timothée Chalamet, and he is a very, very, very big actor.
What's he been in?
He's in the new Willy Wonka.
He's sweet.
He's in Dune.
He's very sweet little thing, isn't he?
I think he is.
Ben Dune.
Go on.
Infirmary Gravity.
Yeah, what do you think is the best generation, Mum?
The 80s generation. A lot of music in the 80s.
Great music.
70s was all right as well. If I had to pick the best... decade, but so the 80s.
So that would be Generation X, right?
The 80s was when I branched out on my own. I had so much fun, me and Mum.
I bet the 80s was so much fun. It was the decade of decadence.
70s.
It was so
70s much. Was fun?
70s was all right as well.
I think 70s was great because things were changing so quickly. Everything was changing culturally.
I remember your mum saying to me in the 80s, well, it turns, I was thinking, this is fucking going to last forever. She said, just wait till the end of the decade. And it was just only a turn the 80s off when the 90s began. Overnight, it was just like, it all changed. I really remember that.
It went from...
And the 90s went so quickly for me. It was like somebody turned the lights out.
Yeah.
On the 90s. It was kind of... You sort of really know where it was. 2001.
Yeah. I think I'm too young still to pick a decade that...
Well, I tell you what, remember... I'll never forget where you, or three of us were. In 2001, 9/11.
Yeah.
It's like, as if it was yesterday.
I know.
Fucking hell.
I don't know. I think every decade there's good and bad things.
I think so too.
You know.
Nothing like 9/11. 9/11 was fucking unbelievable when we were in New York.
Yeah.
We spoke about this before. But I'll never forget that. Never.
And the thing that I remembered so vividly are those people sunbathing on the roof of the hotel.
Yeah,
when we went up there too.
Well, the way we went the scene of the fucking and in the distance, we see the World Trade Center smoke. I mean, this guy, look, he says, "Hey, get out of the way, I'll get some rays." This is like a fucking nightmare. The world's ending, and he wants to talk about rays.
With his fucking shorts.
What
on.
Did you, Mum? I remember you bollocked him, but I can't remember what you said.
Begins with a C.
Okay.
Clever.
Here, give us some.
I just think that with every new generation, they try and fix the problems of the previous generation, and it only causes more problems.
I remember Waco in the 90s. I remember living in the Palisades in the 90s.
Do you remember when Daddy was spread-eagled on the car?
What was
in
it?
In the Palisades.
Yes. In his white suit with his red silk shirt.
Yeah. That was Daddy's wedding outfit. Do you remember when you came down in your wedding outfit?
And you had booked a limo for us to go to Lowry's.
No.
I really enjoyed living in the Palisades.
I did. Jack
did too. He loved it.
It was like something from a movie, and it was like that. It was great. Everybody went to each other's houses.
American suburban.
Do you remember that
lifestyle?
That guy who's a gambler, Ronnie.
He had the big fish tank in his house. Yeah,
Ronnie and his kids diving in.
Did he give you drugs? That guy.
Weed.
I remember.
I don't know. He was involved with some pretty heavy. He's dead. He died.
Oh dear,
that's really sad.
I remember going up to his house one day, and his wife was all miserable. And I said, "What's up?" She says, "Ronnie won $300,000 yesterday." I said, "What are you fucking dumb upset for?" She says, "He lost $700,000. If I lost $700,000 gambling, I think I'd." Fucking check into a loony bin.
Yeah, I don't understand gambling.
He'd buy like $1,000 worth of scratch cards every time he went into the fucking shop. He'd buy $1,000.
A little excessive. No, the Palisades was a nice place to live at that time, wasn't it?
It was great. It really was.
And the school when they got...
Oh my God, I mean, that wasn't necessarily the best school you could have sent us to.
That you said means sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mum sent us to Calvary Christian School in the Palisades, where they put us in the bathroom and told us we had to pray for our sins because our father was a Satanist. And
you had to convert somebody over the summer holidays.
Oh, yes.
But it didn't stop him fucking asking me for $1 million for his extension.
I know. But, and they also, like, I just remember sitting there in class and this teacher went, "Oh!" like that. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" kind of thing. We're all like looking at her and she goes, "I can feel the Lord in my spine." And it was like that every day. And like, look, you want to be a part of organized religion, that is fine by me. I think there's a very important place for it in everybody's life. I am not into the idea of shoving it down your throat constantly and telling me that I'm a sinner.
Did I only go there?
Well, no, we only put you there because it was close to the house.
It was like we were like walking targets in that school.
Did the pupil give you a stick?
I like the uniform too. The uniform was very nice.
Cute. I remember
very cute, and it was close to the house. The religion, wow.
I mean, I learned a lot at that school, and I did learn a lot about Christianity. But
it's good to learn about other religions. I'm like into that, but you didn't have to. If it didn't feel good,
it just
for you, then that's it.
It just felt like I was being forced to do something I didn't really want to do.
I used to have to sing hymns at school in the morning.
In the morning in England. I miss that.
Oh, I
don't. And our books were so dusty. We would have the hymn book and then everybody, we'd get an order mark or detention if you did this, but we'd get them and after the hymn and smack them shut. And then you just see the dust coming off all of it.
Yeah, we used to have to sing hymns and I never knew any of the words and I just used to open and close my mouth.
Oh, it's what everyone does, Mom. Yeah. Like, how is it, though, that when someone starts singing a hymn, they know the melody and they've never heard it before?
Well, you just follow everybody else. Follow the teacher.
It was just like, how do they know how this song goes? And I forget, like, when in school in England, how intense, like, they took a school assembly and the hymns and... Did you sing hymns at school?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, of course I did. Sing.
You would have had assembly with the hymns, assembly. Yeah.
Can I just say that with Generation Z, they all think that they have to jump on the bandwagon of these causes, that they don't research, they don't educate themselves, they don't understand the root of the problem and look at both sides. They just take an opinion and they get married to that opinion and are so horrible to each other if they have a difference in opinion. It's insane.
Well, first talking of all, there's what? No debate. It's and there's no debate on anything. So and it's fashion. It's fashion to pick up a cause and go with it. But you're right. They don't research it. They don't know what they're talking about half the time.
No, they don't, especially when it comes to Israel and Palestine. They're not educating themselves on the history of any of it.
And the thing that gets me on this generation is...
Oh, don't stop.
No. Hold on. With war, okay, there are innocent victims on both sides. On both sides. And both sides are people that are dying, and that's what they should be talking about. Not just one side or the other, on both. And they should be talking about war being just dreadful. But no, it's, they're all on one side or the other side, and then
there's no grey area in anything. It's just black and white. That's it.
No.
And I think that they'll find, just my opinion, that Generation Z, as they get older, will find that they have made a few mistakes, but I don't know if they'll ever own it.
You got to be careful what you talk about when you talk about it. There's always somebody going to strongly disagree with what you think.
No, I know that, but it's...
Yeah, but it's fine to disagree as long as you can debate and not get ugly and start to abuse each other.
If you put yourself in this position, if you were... from the West Bank, and you lost your family, you'd be pissed off.
Of course. Of course.
It's always the innocent people suffer on both sides.
That's right. It's the innocent people. And whenever there's politics is the worst.
That's why these cowardly people who do these fucking terrible things, they want that. So, they want those innocent people to get killed because they'll live to get their point across.
Yeah.
But war is a crime. It amazes me that people still do it. Didn't work in the 30s and 40s. And it won't fucking work in the 2000s.
When did it work? From day dot, it never worked.
I mean, whoever gets killed on either side, have luck. Like the kind, it's not like a football game. I can't go on. Oh, we lost the war.
Try again next year. It's
just silly, stupid.
It is stupid, but I think that as a result of what is going on, the rise in people being anti-Semitic is, it's mind-blowing.
Anti-anything's wrong. The world's a big enough place. If you don't like a certain person or creed or whatever, find a place that you like. You don't have to live next to someone that you don't like. Move. Don't go. You'd have to throw a bomb in or fucking blow them up or shoot them. Fucking change your location and find one what you do like.
Did you see that guy that threw the acid? During
the night show, but that kid who shut the school at one of the schools. And the judge was reading the light. And I was thinking, was it worth doing all that damage? I mean, the victim's family members have got to live for every birthday, every fucking Christmas. It's a reminder that you hear a song or you smell a fag or you have a meal or you walk down the road. He's in jail. His life's fucked. And
how many people did he kill?
Yeah, he was something like 32 life sentences.
I don't think there is a strong enough punishment for something like that.
I mean, if you kill them, they're gone.
What about that guy, that young kid that went into a Bible study? He went into a church and they were doing Bible study.
Where you go, they're going to give you... You see, being in the jail with... you'll think that was a fucking hotel in prison to hide people that shoot, kill kids.
Yeah.
And they'll get you and you'll have a fucking hell of time.
As generations have gone on, the craziest part to me is that it's a specific kind of person.
How come every other country in the world that's had shootings maybe... wherever, mass shootings. The following day, they've completely changed the firearms laws. Yet, it keeps happening time and time over and over.
Listen,
the punishment never fits the crime.
One kid, his parents gave him a gun for his birthday and then he went into school and shot everyone.
But don't you think the parents should be held responsible as well?
Firearms are too easy to come by in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, people when they... Have you ever had a mental illness? No.
Wasn't there one state here that if you went and opened up an account at this certain bank, you could get a free gun?
In Denver, you'd get
That's insanity.
Fucking nuts. You can buy your... It's what you can get, the caliber. I mean, with them, the firearms and kids are shooting, your head would explode when you get one of them cut out.
What do you think the biggest difference is between...
Shotguns are one thing, but the firearms you can get in this country is fucking unbelievable.
The difference between...
Let's just say the generation now versus your generation.
I think every so
often... Totally. You can't compare.
Have a look at the amendments.
I know what you're saying. What is it fucking called?
Sixth Amendment and the Fourth Amendment.
What is that called?
Constitution.
What?
But what what is it called?
The Constitution.
The Constitution, that's right.
Constitution.
The firearms thing was when you had to circle your wagons.
And it was designed for a militia.
It's all archaic, but...
But it should be reviewed every now and then. You don't have to fucking...
Kelly just asked us a question about our generation of growing up to what it is today. And I said there is no comparison at all, because kids were seen and not heard. And if you were at school and you misbehaved, if you were at home, same thing.
If there's somebody you didn't like, you wouldn't ever come into your mind of going home and getting a gun and shooting the people at school.
No, I know. It's crazy.
I mean, it's the guy I was watching some in Florida. He got something like 32 life sentences running.
How old was he?
Oh, he was only a fucking 19 or something.
There was one case. This is the same but different. In Germany, this woman's son got raped by this man 5 times.
Oh, yeah. No, it was Long Beach. Long Beach it was.
Was it Long Beach?
Long Beach got raped 5 times. She walked in the court and she went, bang, 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 shot him 5 times in the head.
Yes.
I'd do it.
And she went, she dropped the gun, she went, he won't be doing that anymore.
Would you, if we were kids now, would you send us to school here in America?
I'd homeschool.
No, never. I would, no fucking way.
There's no fucking way. I said to your
mum before, I said, what will happen is that certain families will say, you got kids, I got kids. And they've got a small school instinct in their houses. But it's just fucking insane. I think it's insane that kids have fucking shooting drills. In fact, on this school shooting I was watching, the teacher that they were recently told in a staff meeting that they were going to start having active gun shooting
drills.
She's at first, I thought, fuck it. I thought it was a good. The gun. When a gun goes off, it's not like the cowboy film.
No.
It's the loudest fucking thing you ever heard. And she went, just put a fucking tape on. She didn't believe it was real. You feel when they shoot them guns, you feel the pressure of the air moving.
Yeah.
But kids today in schools, unless you pick a school that is, I mean, they're all run differently.
Yeah.
But to send a kid to school here, no, wouldn't do it.
I mean, it's
never.
It's so easy to get them so easily.
I know.
You're talking about guns. I'm talking about schools.
What age do you think you were the happiest in your life?
Right now.
Really?
With mum. I don't want to kill anything. I don't want to harm anything. I don't want to do anything stupid. We've had a great life, your mum and I. A fantastic life. We've experienced things that when I was a kid, I would never have dreamed. I would not have dreamed the life I've had.
I don't think I could have dreamed the life
I've had. It's been so amazing. We've stayed at the best hotels. We've eaten the best food. We've travelled on the best aeroplanes.
We've met great people.
We've met some fantastic people.
And a lot
of... We've met a bunch of assholes as well, but...
No.
What about you, Mum? What was your favourite age? See, mine would be right now, because I feel like I'm finally coming into my own and I'm an adult. And yeah. I've got my little family.
It's hard to be a teenager.
Let me give you
My God, is
it's really, really hard. And especially in these times, it's really difficult.
That's why I have so much respect for Generation Z, because I know what it's like to be a teenager and how difficult it is and what they're facing in the world nowadays and how people don't listen to their opinion because they're young and what it may be. I do have a lot of empathy for that. Do you not?
No.
Think about Mom.
No,
they
most...
have social media. We didn't have that.
I mean, social media has a lot.
The information that younger generation can get now is I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Too much of anything is too much.
It's a bad thing.
I mean... There's no nice things.
Can I tell you, that's what I'm really liking about spending so much time in middle America right now, is that I find leaving LA and leaving the world of Hollywood and going somewhere where it's just normal people that work a normal job and have normal families. And I have
People in England
think you feel comfortable.
I feel comfortable
people
around.
People in England think everywhere is like LA or New York. Yeah. And it's not, you go 100 miles up the road. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, even in California, you go 20 miles up the freeway, it's a different one.
Yeah, it is very, it is like.
Listen, it's hard being a kid at any time. It's hard. But now with social media, it's really fucking difficult. It's really difficult. There's too much information being thrown at them all day long. There's, you know, people displaying themselves, everything. It's just hard, hard to be a kid right now. I understand that. But at the same time, too, so many kids are, in this day and age, brought up with no morals.
No manners.
No manners whatsoever. No respect. And very little life experience.
When I was a kid, and I'd get on a bus with my dad, oh, he wouldn't have to tell me. And there was an elderly woman got on the bus and I was sitting down. If I didn't give him the... You just do nice things, you help an elderly person.
You can't do that anymore.
Why?
Because it's not right. You can't offer a woman a seat on anything like that anymore.
What do you mean?
No, there was some woman, some guy did it on a train and she was offended because he offered her a seat.
Fuck off.
I can remember being on the road in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
At the hotel, it was, you get an elevator from the ground to
I remember the hotel, and it's the peninsula.
Eighth floor, and then you get another elevator to your room. And I wasn't thinking, and I just walked on the elevator, and I just went. She said, "This woman said, I don't know where you're from, around here we have manners." I went, "I'm so sorry." I wasn't even thinking. I'm so sorry. And I apologize.
Why? What did you do?
I rushed past her to get on the elevator.
Oh, okay.
And so I got my key on the second floor. I'll never forget this. I go to get on there, and I go to this other woman. I go, "After you." And she goes, "Is there something wrong with me?" Oh, shit, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
So you never really know what you were. I don't know, fucking.
Well, I will say that I just, the Dolly Parton thing that I did, there was this young actor from the TV show Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
They send their love, by the way.
The little one. Yeah, oh, he's lovely.
He had the most impeccable manners.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He was giving up his seat for people and making sure that everybody was okay. And I was just like, what a breath of fresh air that is to mm-hmm. see somebody so young
mm-hmm.
that has so much talent and probably has had a whirlwind life.
But you
because
do
of
something
what
like
they
that.
Do,
people,
and
people
they're
think,
still
people,
mannered.
People think they don't know how to react. They don't know how they're getting set up to be mugged.
Like, okay, what about this one? When you're in an elevator and you're on your own and somebody else walks in, if it's me, I don't care. If it's a woman, I'll stay in the elevator. If a man gets in the elevator with me and I'm on my own and I don't know that man, I get out of the elevator. Just because I don't trust anybody or anything now.
No, I'm with you. I don't necessarily get out, but the first thing I think of is he's going to try and mug me. That's the first thing that goes through my head.
But it's specifically like, I am frightened in LA.
No, it's specifically for young people. When young kids get in, I'm thinking, I'm going to get mugged.
Because we live in LA and everybody gets mugged, Mum. Everybody. At some point. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a story.
Yeah, but not just LA. It's not just LA. It's everywhere.
Well,
in England,
in California, they changed the laws.
What?
They changed all the laws, so they don't get prosecuted. They just get put right back on the street again. Mm-hmm. So they've got no fear.
In England, stabbing is a really, really a problem. Kids get stabbed all the time.
They have machetes. And they have this thing. What's it called? I'm trying to think the name of the knife.
Switchblade.
What?
No. There's a name of this knife that they have. You've got one. Yeah. I saw that you've got one on your desk at home and it's really big cutouts in it. I'm trying to think the name.
Dagger.
No.
Onion knife.
Shut up. I can't think anyway. It's this style of knife that has been totally banned. And Daddy's got one on his desk. I looked at it and went, okay.
Yeah. They're banned.
What?
You said they were banned.
They're banned, yeah, in England now. And I can't remember the name of it. No,
Gurkha knife.
No. I can't remember. But anyway, it's guns here. It's knives and machetes in England. So
if you have a knife in your car, you in the cops point, you don't.
I agree with that. I mean, what the fuck do you need a knife for? Every guy I know America carries a knife on them at all times. And I don't understand why.
Get out of it.
All of them, Mum. I think Josh may be the only one who doesn't.
You mean like on a key ring or something?
No, not on a key ring. Like what Jack wears.
What's Jack got?
Can't do that in England.
He has a knife on him at all fucking times.
Why, does he want to peel an apple all day?
That's what I'm like. What the fuck do you need the knife for?
What the fuck? We shouldn't be doing that.
All right, let's end on a happy note.
I'm going to go...
Study your words,
I'm going to study my words tonight, and I am going to be down with these words.
You're going to be bussing, Mum?
She's probably saving the wrong.
You're not
going to
be
content.
A simp. You're going to be bussing.
Oh, I ain't no simp. Huh?
So, from Ozzy, it's a good night. It's like you haven't said hello to Auntie Jean.
Hi, Auntie Jean!
Hi, Auntie Jean! I ain't no simp, Auntie Jean.
Neither is Auntie Jean.
No, of course she's not. Of course she's not. So, go on, what else aren't I? Baked?
Baked.
Isn't that one of the words?
No.
Oh, based.
Based.
Based. Am I or aren't I?
I don't fucking remember what it means.
Jesus, this is so difficult. I'll have to study me words tonight.
Good night from me.
Good night, Dada.
Good night.